Hey guys, welcome back to the Roy City High School podcast presented by Chrome Squad. Welcome to the first podcast of this school year. My name is Grace. I am the podcast team lead. I'm a senior. I'm the varsity girls basketball manager. I'm in NHS and SNHS. And outside of school, I coach swim team.
I'm Shelby. This is my second year on podcast team. I'm a junior. I'm on varsity basketball, and I'm really excited for this year.
I'm Sydney. This is also my second year on the podcast team. I'm a junior on the varsity soccer team. Yep. With a broken ankle, though. It's okay.
I'm Allie. I'm also a junior, second year on podcast. I do choir. I'm part of Stuco and NHS. And it's going to be a good year. Hope everyone subscribes to our podcast channel, whether that be like Apple or iTunes or Google Play, whatever, wherever you can listen to it. And we're going to have some good content this year.
Yeah, for sure. We're going to have our full-length podcast like this one you're listening to right now. And then we're going to have 90-second podcasts for those teachers that are listening. Those will be sent to your emails every week or every other week. So for today, we're just going to go over how the start of school is going for us, some things we've noticed and stuff like that. And then towards the end, we're going to have some like announcements of upcoming things and that kind of thing. So Sydney, do you want to start by telling me how the beginning of your school year is going?
Sure. So my school year is going really good so far. I like all of my classes, and I have two dual credit classes, and they just started yesterday, and the government teacher, love him so much. He's so funny. He's like 90 years old. Anyways, yeah.
There are so many kids.
Yes. It feels so like, many. For real.
It's insane. I think our enrollment's up to like 2,300 or something. So we're going to have to redo that one.
Okay. I literally looked at that kid and I was like...
I literally watched...
Can we just edit that out? No?
Yeah. Or maybe you should, like, start over.
Cut it.
Yeah, I'll just start from where I was.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. We can edit that. Okay. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Go.
There are, like, so many kids. Like, literally, we have, like, 2,300 enrolled or something.
It's mm-hmm. insane
like,
amount yeah. of kids.
The hallways are insane. And, like, the other day, I was at, like, the base of a stairway or something, and we had to stand still for, like, 20 seconds. So, nobody yeah. was moving. Insane. I was and, like, what are we doing?
they're doing the whole new part of the school. Like, it's being built right now. Like, I'm sitting in nutrition, and I, like, hear all the trucks outside. But apparently, even when that's done next year, even with that new part of the school, we're still going to be past full capacity. So
that's insane.
That's lovely.
Our tiny school has a ton of kids in it now.
Yeah.
Wow.
But it's good. It's crazy. Fun. It's yeah. good to have everyone back.
And we're supposed For to be 6A sure. next year, which
yes. is just tragic. Right. Going to be
right.
so much
We're going to need sports. An adjustment period.
Yeah.
All right, Shelby, how about you? How's your school going so far?
My school year has been pretty good. I feel like my classes are, like, going to be challenging, but, like, not too crazy for the most part, which I like. It is weird coming back and seeing, like, all these new kids, and the hallways are very packed. That is one thing that's annoying, but it's fine. What about right. you, Grace?
Well, I started off the year, loved my classes, I didn't even go to school last year, so it was a whole new, like, new thing for me to be back in school again, but I really liked it, I liked all my classes, and then, turns out, I was put in the wrong class, so my whole schedule changed, and now I'm just adjusting to this new schedule, but I still like it, it's a lot of fun being, like, with my friends, and I'm still in the phase of the beginning of school where I like wearing good outfits sometimes and stuff. So it's not like dreadful yet. But how do you guys like your classes so far?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty yeah there's easy, no so. No hard ones. No, none of that are already have a big workload.
No, I will say I don't miss staring at a computer screen, so I'm glad, like, a lot of the teachers are like, we're like, put your devices away, like, I never want to see them again.
I love doing math on paper.
Especially math, and like, probably physics once we start, but
yeah,
I do like how everything's kind of more on paper
type for sure. Side. Mm-hmm. It's a lot better.
Even though it's not environment friendly, but
it's okay. For me, I'll say my favorite part of this whole school year is that seniors now have off-campus lunch. So every day, me and my friends leave for power hour and go eat somewhere, go to somebody's house and hang out. And that's a good, like, break in the middle of the day. And then I come back to school and I have two periods of Chrome Squad, so.
I'm jealous of that.
Can't relate.
Pretty calm day for me for my senior year.
How's your nutrition class? Because, like, I don't feel like a ton of people know about that, but it's, like, pretty interesting.
Right. So, it's actually dual credit food science, but Miss Rouse is the teacher. I'm sure many of you listening know who Miss Rouse is. Literally one of my favorite teachers ever. But she told us that on the first day of school that it's basically nutrition class. That's what I call it. But it's pretty interesting. It's something that I'm actually interested in, like, maybe minoring in college. So, it was just I needed an extra class, so I decided to take it, but right now, we're just still learning about, like, basic biology we learned about. All right, so what do we think about homecoming being Harry Potter themed?
Well, I personally love Harry Potter.
Me too.
I think the theme is very unique and different. I've never heard something being themed Harry Potter, so I think that's cool they didn't do something, like, boring and, like,
like something everyone's cliche. Already done sort of thing.
Cliche.
I feel like it's one of those things, though, that you're only like, oh, yeah, cool, if you like Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Like, the kids that are like, Harry Potter, they're probably like...
Yeah.
Well, I think they said it's, like, probably magical. But
But
it's, like,
well, the actual, like, days, like, the theme days, they're not really necessarily, like, Harry Potter themed.
Yeah.
It's just, like, I think there's going to be, like, Harry Potter stuff at the dance, but... Who really pays attention to that anyways?
Wait, I kind of love that. Like, the idea that...
Show up with like, our Hermione wands.
Like, if it's, like,
wands.
In the movie...
Show up with a wand.
Like, the dances they have in the movie, if it's like that, that'd be so cool. I'm excited now.
By the way, me and Shelby have a collection of Harry Potter wands.
Wands?
Yes, we can just show up with them at the dance.
I love that.
Absolutely not.
All right, is everyone going to homecoming?
Yes.
No.
I'm not.
I don't know. I don't know. So my friends and I might do something like, we might do something after, like kind of like, I don't know. Some people want to go. Some people just want to get dressed up. I just want to party. but not necessarily at the school dance. Not really my vibe.
Not crazy partying either.
No,
probably
I know.
Party that you
we are responsible partiers. We play games and go to bed by midnight. Like, we're not crazy.
I don't want to go. I still don't want to go, but my friends are all like, it's senior year, you should go. So I'm sure I'll end up going.
Senior year, you should. Like, you gotta experience it at least once.
I gotta experience my third, should be fourth, homecoming dance in the cafeteria of the school. It's an important experience. But besides that, the homecoming game is obviously the Friday before the dance. That should be fun. Everybody should definitely come to the football game and show out, be loud. And then
we're having a pep rally.
We are.
So, like, the first pep rally in a long time. But it's gonna be, I don't know if I am permitted to say this, but I'm about to say it, so here we are. It's going to be on, like, in the stadium, because we have too many kids to fit in the gym.
Oh, that is so cool.
So, yeah, it's going to be out on the field.
I didn't know that.
Me either.
So that'll be pretty hype. That'll be pretty cool. But, yeah, I think just, like, if everyone can get their grade to, like, actually, like, show up and do fun stuff at the pep rally, like, you know, like, air horns, whatever. Because, like, now that we're outside, I don't think anyone's going to say anything about air horns.
For sure, no.
Or, like, they might be strict on that.
Like, I'm thinking, like...
If you do confetti poppers, I think you just bring a broom and then, you know?
Yeah.
But
I know that the whole senior class, it's already floating around Snapchat, seniors wear whatever and get whatever. But I think it would be super cool if, like, every grade, like, if it was actually, like, I know my grade always loses. We've never won because nobody's loud. Half the kids just sit down. But I think we might be a little more hyped since we're seniors now. But I think it would be really cool if everyone actually tried to get their grade to show up and
be
loud. I remember our freshman year, we, like, won, like, the second pep rally.
And everyone was mad about it.
Everyone was so mad. We, like, oh, it was such a struggle. I remember all the kids thought they were supposed to sit up at the top, and I was like, what are you doing?
Like, literally sitting down, and we're like, stand up!
Yeah,
we're like,
that was the whole thing. So be hype. Like, yeah. Just make it fun.
Channel your inner school spirit.
Channel your inner bulldog spirit.
Yeah.
Sure. Don't bulldogs.
TM. Also, besides that, we have a football game. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure when this podcast is going to be posted, but a football game this coming Friday against White House. That one's super far away. I will not be going to that one. But if anybody wants to drive 2 hours, I'm sure the football boys and the band and the cheerleaders and the drill team would appreciate the support.
Yeah.
And then the week after that, I think, is the first home game.
Yeah.
Versus
first
Wiley.
Home game, and it's like home, like we have a pep rally.
Yeah, for the first home game.
And so it's, I think it's, what is it? Like, Rock Out the Raiders. And so it's going to be like...
Rock Out the Raiders?
Yeah, Rock Out the Raiders. Like, AC/DC, Queen, all sorts of
that. Yeah, that's kind of cool.
So it's going to be really fun. And then the choir, chorale, which is like the top varsity choir, is going to be singing the national anthem. And then United in Harmony, which is the high school's a cappella group, will be singing the national anthem the following week at homecoming. So... be there early, or at least on time, and you'll get to hear them perform.
For sure, for sure. The games are, the football games, I went to the one last week, and it was the first one I've been to in a long time, and it was so much fun. Like, grab your friends, or don't grab your friends, just go and make new friends.
Sit in the student section.
Yeah.
Like, don't be, like, sitting all over town. Like, sit in the student section, let's have a hype student section this year.
Yeah, even if you don't know the football boys, just cheer. Just cheer. You
choose
know.
A number, and that's who you cheer for.
Cheer on the band.
Favorite number. There you go.
Cheer on the cheerleaders, cheer on the band, cheer on the drill team. Just be loud for everybody. Show up, show out. Let's make sure we're louder than the other team.
Mm-hmm. In their face.
besides that, does anyone have anything else you can think of? No.
We can edit that out.
If you park in the student parking lot, please do not cut people off when getting out of the student parking lot.
Yes.
I almost got in a wreck today, not my fault. besides that.
Zipper to move the traffic, guys. Come on.
Yeah.
One goes, then you go, then you go.
You take turns. It's like a line. You don't just all go at the same time. Anything else? Anybody can think of anything else? All right. Well, we hope y'all enjoyed listening to our first podcast this year. We're going to have a lot more on a lot of different topics. This was just like a little intro. Besides that, just make sure you follow the Chrome Squad accounts on Twitter and Instagram to see when we post new podcasts and for some good tech tips and promotions for the other Chrome Squad teams. And besides that, we hope y'all are all having a great day. Bye.
Bye. Bye.